Okay, so moving into the next capital that we say, the last one before Lecha Dodi. So firstly, just because I forgot last week's VOD was sponsored by Gene for his new grandchild, Dov Bear, and may he be grow up to Torah, Chuppah, and Ma'isim Tovim. This week's VOD is again sponsored by Gene. So covered his birthday and L'zeicha Nishmas, his father-in-law, Eliezer Mordechai ben Baruch. So the Arizal writes that there are many Kabbalistic allusions found in the Kapitel of Mizmor LeDavid, and he says that when it's recited with intense devotion, it causes a profound spiritual benefit within Shemayim. And many say it should be said therefore with great joy, with as much understanding as possible, and with a determination to sanctify Hashem's name, no matter what sacrifice may be necessary to achieve that goal. And as we go through, we'll see Rashi and others learn that this kapitel is referring to things that took place in the past, while the Radak learns that this is about talking about the times of Mashiach. And it opens Mizmor LeDavid, Havel Hashem b'nei Eilim, Havel Hashem kavod va'oz, that it's a psalm of David, render unto Hashem, you sons of the powerful, render unto Hashem honor and might. And Rashi says that we mentioned to Hashem that we're the sons of the Eilim. The Elim, as we know, are the Avos. And the Medrash HaChatov explains that they were called Elim because they were powerful in their emunah, in their faith. And Rabbi Chananel tells us that they were Elim because they were powerful, that even though they didn't have Torah and mitzvos, but they kept all of Torah and mitzvos. The Mefarshim explained, render, havu, means to give to Hashem honor and might, meaning that we praise Him verbally, that these are His traits. And the Radak says that we use a double lashon, the way people talk when they try to stress the point. The Sforno learns that we render Him might as He rules over everything that exists. Havul Hashem kavod shemo shtachul Hashem bahadras kodesh. So we say, render unto Hashem honor worthy of His name, prostrate yourselves before Hashem in his intensely holy place. And the Mitzvot David and Eitz Yosef explain this means the honor that is proper for that name. And as we know, Hashem has many names, and each one symbolizes another aspect of His greatness. The Shem Yudke Vovke represents Rachamim, the Shem of Elohim represents Din. And the Sforno says that He is the power that was behind all of creation. Kol Hashem Alamayim Kelakovod Hirim Hashem Alamayim Rabim. That the voice of Hashem is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders, Hashem is upon the vast waters. Rashi learns this refers to Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. And this Sforno explains that you showed your might and sovereignty, that through your voice and command, the sea split. And with that, He confounded the Egyptian camp, the Mitzrayim, and through this, your honor was seen. As Klal Yisrael said, Zek Keli Van Veyu, this is my God, and I will build Him a sanctuary. Kol Hashem B'koach, Kol Hashem B'hodar. The voice of Hashem comes in power, the voice of Hashem comes in majesty. This Sforno explains B'koach refers to Matan Torah, when it says B'kol Holech V'chazak, that the voice grew continually stronger. Rashi learns also that we're talking about Matan Torah, but that it's that Hashem exacted His voice based on how much Klal Yisrael was able to hear it. And the Sforno says B'hadar means that Hashem spoke to us from inside the fire. Kol Hashem Shovar Rozim V'yishaber Hashem Es Arzei Halavonon. The voice of Hashem breaks the cedars. Hashem shatters the cedars of Lebanon. And the Mefarshim explained that Arozim, the cedars, refer to the Malchayumos. And Rashi tells us that this again is still talking at Matan Torah, as the Medrash Tanchuma tells us in Parshas Vezchanon, that the Pasuk says, Ki mi kol basar, sheshama kol akim chayim, midaber mitoch esh kamoni vayechi. Therefore, is there any human that has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Meaning that we heard the voice of Hashem, and we lived through that. But the nations of the world that heard it all died. And the Sforno explains that the second part of the Pasuk is referring specifically to the kings of Eretz Canaan, that they were shattered and destroyed when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. And the Mitzvah Tzion says that the reason that this is talking about the Eretz Canaan is because the Levanon is a forest, the trees of Lebanon are a forest in Eretz Yisrael. Vayarkidim kamo egel, Levanon is Sirion kamo ben Re'emim. He makes them prance around like a calf, the mountains of Lebanon and Sirion like younger Amim. And Rashi says this refers to the cedars and mountains that came to hear Matan, that came to hear and listen to Matan Torah. Kol Hashem Chotzei V'Lahavoseish, the voice of Hashem cleaves with flames of fire. And again, Rashi brings the Mechilta, who tells us that when Hashem spoke and said the Aseret HaDibros, the words came out as fire, and at that time carved themselves into the Luchos. Kol Hashem Yachol Hashem Midbar Kadesh. The voice of Hashem convulses the wilderness. Hashem convulses the wilderness of Kadesh. And Rashi brings the Gemara that the Midbar had five names. It was Midbar Tzin, Midbar Kadesh, Midbar Kedemos, Midbar Paran, and its most famous name of Midbar Sinai. And it's referred to as Midbar Kadesh because Klal Yisrael became sanctified in that Midbar. And the Sforno tells us this happened at the time of Matan Torah, that the Midbar convulsed when the Shekhinah came down upon Har Sinai. And then Ben Ezrim to this David learned that it's not the actual Midbar, but it was referring to the animals that lived in the Midbar. Kol Hashem Yichol Ayolos, Vayechsov Yeoros, Uvecholo Kulom Okavod. That the voice of Hashem frightens the deer and strips bare the forests, while in his temple all will proclaim glory. And Rashi learns this refers to the future, that the nations who now stand erect and unflinching as a deer will all tremble. And the Medrash points out that it does not say Elim, which refers to male animals, but Ayolos, but the females, because the females stand more erect and unflinching than the males do. The Mitzvah David says that the trees of the forest will break and fall, and therefore the forest will be bare of all the trees. And this is a mashal to the destruction and the fall of the world nations. And then they will all come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they will say, now we see his honor. And the Sforno adds that they will tell over about Hashem's kavod. Hashem lamabel yashav, vayeshev Hashem melech ha'olam. That Hashem at the flood sat enthroned, Hashem sits enthroned as king forever. And the Mitzvah David and Sforno learned that just as during the Mabul, Hashem sat and ruled alone because everyone else drowned, and it became known that he rules over everything, so too in the days of Mashiach, when all other rulers will be destroyed, he will sit on his throne and everyone will recognize that Hashem himself is the ruler and created everything. Hashem oz lamo yitein, Hashem yivarech samo vashalom. Hashem will give might to his people, Hashem will bless his people with peace. And the Mitzvah David says that Hashem will give peace to his nation and bless them with peace as there will be no more wars in the world. The Mosef Rashi adds that Oz refers to Torah, and Torah is the strength of Klal Yisrael. And the Mechilta explains that these last psukim were again talking at the time of Matan Torah, where the nations of the world heard all the thunder and they thought that Hashem was bringing another Mabul. And they ran to Bilam to ask what was happening. And he told them that, don't worry, Hashem promised to never bring a Mabul again on the whole world. But what you hear is Hashem giving the Oz, the Klal Yisrael, it's Hashem giving Klal Yisrael the Torah. And as we mentioned, the Radak says this is all going on the future, at the time of Melchemes Gog u'Magog. And at that time, Hashem's voice will have power that the nations of the world will die from it, while its majestic will be that Klal Yisrael it will not be harmed. And the cedars are the strong ones from the nations. They will dance like a calf when he humbles them due to all the noise and thunder. He will send his lightning and burn them. They will then honor him in his heichal on the day that he humbled them. And just like at the Mabul, they did not recognize Hashem, and when he destroyed everything, leaving just Noach and his family, they recognized that Hashem is the only king. So too, at the time of Mashiach, the nations who did bad to Klal Yisrael and did not recognize Hashem as king and judge of the world will see Hashem's judgment and realize that Vayeshev Hashem Melech La'olam, that Hashem was always in charge. And he will give power to Klal Yisrael by humbling all the other nations, and again there will be peace as there will be no more wars. The Gemara tells us that the 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei we mentioned when we did Shemoneh Esrei are connected to 18 mentions of Hashem's name in this capital. The first bracha of Avos is connected, it says, Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim, and again Elim refer to the Avos. The second bracha of Gvuros is Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Oz, and Oz here means power. The third bracha of Kedusha is Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemo, and Hashem's Kavod is to be separate, and Kadosh is a separation. The fourth bracha of Das is Yishtach LaHashem B'Hadras Kodesh. The Medrash HaChatov tells us that he gave Das to the Kedoshim. In Rav Avram, the son of the Gro, explains that Hashem separated us from all other Balei Chayim through Chachma. The fifth bracha is Tshuva, Kol Hashem Al Amayim. The Medrash HaKatov tells us Tshuva is compared to water. And Rav Avram, the son of the Gro, learns that again it refers to Torah, which is mentioned in this bracha because Torah is compared to water. The sixth bracha is Slicha, Hashem Al Mayim Rabim. The Medrash HaKatov tells us that it says, V'sashlich b'mtsulos yom kol chatosam, and you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. The seventh bracha is Geula, Kol Hashem B'koach. The Medrash HaKatov tells us, this is from V'ga'alti yeschem b'zroon etuya. The eighth bracha is Refuah, Kol Hashem B'hadar. The Medrash HaKatov says he returns cholim through his healing. And they explain this, that like Rav Avram, the son of the Grutz, who says that when one is sick, his face changes, and through healing, his face regains its color and shine. The ninth bracha is the Birchas Hashanim, which is Kol Hashem Shovar Razim. And Rav Avram, the son of the Gro, explains that sometimes when Hashem gives the bracha of rain, trees end up falling down. The tenth bracha is Kibbutz Golios, as it says, V'yishabar Hashem es Arzei Alavanon. The Medrash HaKatov tells us that he breaks the Rishayim of the nations who stand tall like cedars. The 11th bracha is Hashiva Shofteinu, Kol Hashem Chotzei, V'lahavos Eish. The Medrash HaKatov again learns that it refers to the Dayanim, who are sharpened through Torah, that are compared to fire. The 12th bracha is Berchus Haminim, Kol Hashem Yachal Midbar. And the Medrash HaKatov says that these are the Rishayim who are empty from all mitzvos, just as a midbar is empty. Rav Avram, the son of the Gro, learns, however, that this bracha is not referenced in this kapitel, because this bracha of V'lamal Shinim was an added bracha, and really this is going on the bracha of Al Tzadikim, and that midbar comes from the word of Dibur, speech, and that until the time of Mashiach, the Tzadik will not be able to answer, but in the future, he will be able to respond to the Rishoyim. The 13th bracha is Al Tzadikim, Yachal Hashem Midbar Kadesh. The Medrash HaKatov tells us that Tzadikim and Golos are like a midbar, and in Midbar Kadesh, the water returned in the merit of the Tzadikim. And Rav Avram, the son of the Gro, again based on V'lam Al Shinim not being counted, learns this is on the bracha of Yerushalayim, that since Yerushalayim is considered a Midbar Kadesh, as it says, that whoever is written for life in Yerushalayim, Kadosh should be said about him. The 14th bracha of Yerushalayim and the 15th bracha of Etzemach is Kol Hashem Yichol Ayolos, and the Medrash HaKatov learns that a leader will be born to Klal Yisrael who will be like a cedar, and all leaders of the nations then will be weakened. The 16th bracha, Shomei Tefillah, Hashem L'Mabul Yoshev, the Medrash HaKatov learns that at the time of the Mabul, Hashem sat in judgment with the Rishayim and heard the Tefillos of those in the Teva. And Rav Avram, the son of the Gro, says that Hashem will have compassion on us as he did then when he swore never to bring another Mabul. The 17th bracha is Avodah's Ritzei, is Vayeshev Hashem Melech L'Olam. The Medrash HaKatov learns that Hashem was appeased through the carbon of Noach and had mercy upon the world. And Rav Avram, the son of Gro, learns that through the return of the Shekhinah, Hashem will reign forever, because nowadays, sometimes His reign is revealed, and many times it is hidden. The 18th bracha is Hodah, is Modim, Hashem Ozlam O'Yitain. The Medrash HaKatov learns that we give thanks for the Torah. And the 19th bracha is Shalom, as we say, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Vashalom. And then, before we start L'Chadodi, we say the Tefillah Vanu B'Koach, and there's not really that much written on it, but it was a tefillah written by Rav Nechunya ben Akana. It has 42 words, which the initials form the secret 42-lettered name of Hashem. It also, the six initials of each of the seven verses form other divine names, and therefore, when one says the tefillah, they should realize that it's, you know, that it's, there are many messages hidden within this tefillah, and to the best that we can, you know, try to say it and understand it, but realize that there's a lot more that goes on. Instead of the story, because I had a printing issue, I was just thinking that as we hit yesterday Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Tammuz, that, you know, just a little of a focus as we're, you know, once again, and there's still a lot of time for Mashiach to come, but once again, you know, we're facing the 3 weeks in a very short amount of time. And every year, you know, we go through them, and every year Tisha B'Av, we go through a Tisha B'Av, and we say, you know, next year should be different. And, you know, we go through the year, and, you know, many of us have moments where we do stop to think about it, some more, some less. But as we approach Tammuz, we should certainly put a mind shift to think about that, you know, there is time. You know, we still have 3 weeks, you know, before Shavuos b'Tammuz, the ability, you know, to daven, to kabbis shofar, v'ilui shalayim, es semach, you know, there are brachos, there are tfilos, and just to make it a focus that this year we want not to fast Shavuos b'Tammuz and to go through a 3 weeks, but to look forward to the Mashiach and the Geula b'meher b'yameinu. And obviously the homework is, as we say this tfila of Mizmol Dovin and Ana B'Koach on Friday night, to have a little thought of what we are saying at that time.